eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome back to Morning Footy. Well, unbelievable scenes in Como as for the first time in 21 years, they secured a spot in Serie A next season following a 1-1 draw with Cosenza on the final match day of this season. And a very emotional manager, Cesc Fabregas, addressed his team following the results. Here's what he had to say.
Prima di tutto, i complimenti perché ha fatto una stagione veramente da campione. Lo so che oggi non abbiamo finito della maniera che magari abbiamo voluto, che vincendo. E domani allenamento alle 10. Però una cosa prima che ti voglio dire, prima che andiamo di là con tutti i tifosi, grazie, però prendete forza perché l'anno, questo non è niente, questo è solo riscaldamento. L'anno prossimo più esigenza, più lavoro, ok? E come ti ho promesso che ti pagava lo che voi vuole, se volete andare in divisa,
amazing stuff. Well, here's a look at the club profile for Como. Founded in 1907. Again, this is going to be their first time in Serie A in 21 years. It's an ownership group that includes Thierry Henry and Cesc Fabregas back in 2019. It's been a successful few years for them as they've earned promotion to Serie C in 2019 and Serie B in 2021. And right now, we are absolutely honored to welcome in the man leading the charge for Como, Cesc Fabregas. Hello, Cesc. Are you joining us from Ibiza right now?
Hi guys, a pleasure to be here. No, not yet. The boys are going. I'm not going to join them. I think it's a celebration for the players. They work really hard and they deserve all that is happening to them.
Smart move. That's a smart move.
Come on.
Just go with your
twin
brother.
I don't want to get divorced.
Well, why'd you give them training? Why'd you give them a day off? They want promotion.
I pushed them really hard, mentally, physically, to achieve the objective. Nobody really believed it when I took the team. You know, everyone was happy to just sit sixth, seventh. It doesn't sit well with me. And I pushed you. Well, I pushed them. Excuse me. To high levels of pressure. So, you know, I'm not gonna make them train anymore. They deserve the rest and let them have fun now.
Obviously, this is exciting for you and for the other owners. You're going back to Serie A. Talk to me a little bit about your style of management. Obviously, You've played with a couple of folks who are great managers now, and you've also played under some amazing, amazing managers. What do you think you've brought to your game from like an Arsene Wenger or a Pep Guardiola? What have you added to how you manage from them?
Well, I'm a coach that I try to adapt to what I've got. Obviously, when I took over the team, this is not a team that I created or that I had something to do with. It had very different ideas and concepts of what I want to do. So I had to be very careful on how to manage this change, this process. I started from the beginning, the defensive side. It was a team that defended very low with a back five. I'm really against this. You know, we wanted to press high. We defended with a back four. We changed a little bit of concept. Then slowly, when they got that and we became much better and more solid, we started to manage, you know, the offensive game, the offensive style, the offensive patterns, which slowly we got as well. And I think at the end, we were a very, very complete team. I don't really take ideas from anyone, to be fair. Of course, I've been built. I've been educated in a certain manner. And with some ideas that I had, I've been practicing and working very hard, analyzing a lot of things in the last 4 or 5 years when I really knew I wanted to be a coach. And I just tried to put them in place. For me, the most important was to change the mentality. As I said, they were happy to finish, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th, as long as you are in the playoff. And for me, I wanted to be number one. I wanted to win. And I think this was the biggest challenge, to make them believe that every game, that every training session is important, and that we want to do very well and we need to raise the level.
Cesc, at what point did you know my next step is to be a coach? And, you know, our colleague and friend Thierry Henry, you know, you got to play with him at Arsenal. And then now as a co-owner of Como, what is that relationship like? How often are you having conversations? And, you know, ideally, what's going to be your plan for next season? Because it's going to be a massive lift in competition and the day in and day out as a manager of Como.
Yeah, 100%. The level is going to be massively increased. And that's why we need to be very careful on how we build the team, what my message is. I think you saw before my message straight after the game. We are only at 10, 15% of what I see and where I want this club to be in the future. And for this reason, we need to raise the level very, very much. And I speak to Thierry basically all the time, every before and after every single game. He's been very, very supportive. He doesn't really want to get involved too much on the football side, even though I keep asking him. And yeah, I really want him to give me his ideas, because his brain is so important for me and for the club. But, you know, he's got his job. He doesn't really want to get involved. But off the pitch, off football, he's helping us massively. And he's a big help and support for myself and for the club.
Cesc, is that dry cleaning behind you, the suit that you're going to be wearing on the touchline in Serie A next season?
They already tried to make us wear, but I'm still a bit of a player mindset. I think a player needs to be elegant, but also comfortable to travel and, you know, to perform on the pitch. The directors are the ones that should be wearing the suits, not the players.
Nice. Well, speaking of the player mindset, for those of you who have been, you know, you mentioned Thierry yourself, and there's a bunch of managers that have, you guys touch cloud nine as footballers. You couldn't get more elite than that, right? As a challenge for yourself, how have you had to adapt, maybe curb certain expectations when managing a Serie B side, an aspiring Serie A side, that maybe you can't get as much out of that group as your teams that you played with as a player? Has that been difficult?
Not really. I'm a very positive guy. I always look forward. For me, this team was the best team in the world. And when I say that, I really believe it. I manifest it. I look really, really forward to making changes. I want to put in their brain that they are the best team in the league. And I want them to make believe that nothing is impossible, that we need to grow, that it's all in the mindset, that if we have the right mentality to be the best and to get better every single day in every single training session, to believe that we can compete against anyone, it's possible. And this is what I did. Tactically, training sessions. Nowadays, people basically do the same. We study opponents. etc. But for me, the most important thing as a manager is to make sure that my players believe until the end, believe that they are the best players, believe that when they find any situation on the pitch, they are ready to solve it. And after that, you know, the grass, the pitch talks and our performance talks. But if you don't believe, for sure, you know, you have no chance. This was a team last year, and this is one of the reasons why I retired. No, not once we spoke about winning. It was about, yeah, let's see. It was more about not losing than winning. And for me, like this, you never have a chance. If you always go to win, sometimes you will draw, but most of the times you will win. If you go to draw, if you go not to lose, most of the times you will lose, and sometimes you will draw, you will never win. And this is my mindset, this is my mentality, and this is what I want to, you know, make sure that the culture of this training ground, of this club, grows and grows and grows, and that we become a good machine, you know, to be ready to perform week in, week out in Serie A, and to understand that every player that wants to be here, it's a part of the family, integrate them well. You know, we want good people, good players as well, obviously, but humble, hardworking players that are ready to make a difference for us.
Cesc, I know you were close to getting your coaching badges. Have you got all the badges that you needed, or are you still in the process of getting all the coaching badges needed?
Yeah, I think soon, you know, we will come up with news. I'm already in the process of doing my UEFA Pro, and we just have to wait for some, maybe a couple of weeks. Some news will be coming up and everything will be solved. I'm not worried about this.
Yes, when you get promoted, that doesn't automatically qualify you? Seriously.
Enough on your CV. Cesc, I want to ask you about coaching in Italy. I mean, you played in Barcelona, you played in London, two of the biggest cities in Europe. You're managing at Como, and when you've ever been in vacation in Italy,
it's beautiful.
You take a bike and you go to this random town, Montepulciano, and they have Società Sportiva Montepulciano, a stadium, and all of these little towns, they have a stadium. Como, it must feel like the same. You're in a quaint town. It's a beautiful city. What's it like being the manager at a place like Lago di Como?
Nah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, really. Especially the fans, they have so much heart. They have so much passion for the club. You have to understand that this club was bankrupt three times in the last 21 years. They've had a lot of ups and downs. Every time someone gave them a bit of belief, they took it away. It's like they're trying to give you the spoon with food and then they take it away, you know? So they were a little bit scared about how the new owners could be applying their philosophy and their structure to the club. And, you know, finally, I think they delivered. We're all very happy of how things are going. It's a small, beautiful city, you know, full of love. In the summer, especially with so much tourists, it's beautiful with the nice weather. You can go with the lake to Bellagio. You see the whole houses, the people that have, you know, apartments, houses in here, very, very important people. And that shows you that it's a very special place. And you guys obviously are invited whenever you want, and prove it to you. To
hey,
yourself.
I'll take you
Done.
Up on that.
The Cesc, whole show.
I'll let you know. I'm coming in.
Yeah. He already booked his flight.
The whole show. We'll do it from the stadium.
We'll do it from Clooney's house. He's your friend now, right?
I'm sure you know him.
Yeah, I'm sure we're all best friends. I want to ask you a question about one of your former teams. And you used to be one of my favorite players until you switched from Arsenal to Barcelona. And you broke my heart, Cesc. But you obviously played for Arsenal for a very long time. What do you think of what's going on this season? What do you think of Mikel Arteta's job? What surprises you the most from how the team is playing? And where do you think we'll finish the season?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry about this.
I've waited my whole life for that. You have no idea.
Yeah, you just asked like five questions in one question.
Time, you know, I gave everything for the shirt. I'm sure you got that. Anyway, it's football. Let's not get about this. But I think Mikel has done a transformation into the club. To be fair, I look up to him because it's something that I'm trying to do here. As well, I know how difficult it is. I know the time that it can take, the decision, sometimes brutal decisions that you must take as well. But he's done so well, him as well as Edu, you know, a former teammate of mine, a fantastic guy. And they understood each other very well. They're growing. They set up a real structure, a DNA, the culture, you know, the training ground is fantastic. I took my A license there with Jack Wilshere at the academy, and I could see what was going on. And the vibes, the energy was very, very good. You know, so I'm very pleased for that. And, you know, answering your last question, it depends on tonight's game, right? Massive, massive game. Let's see if Tottenham for once can do Arsenal a favor and get a draw. You know, even a draw is a fantastic result for Arsenal. So I'm positive, but it will depend on this game.
So come on, you Spurs.
Seth, I was just going to say, Seth, are you saying that you're cheering for Tottenham?
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to be Spurs for 90 minutes of my life.
Wow. Well, before we let you go, I just want to ask about kind of the ambitions of the club for next season. It's a big leap from Serie B to Serie A. What will success look like for this Como side next year?
Well, they're already starting to put pressure on me. So, you know, be safe. That's the first thing, of course, when you go into a new season where a new level of performance, where the high level is too much for any Serie B. And you can see clearly when any Serie B team comes into the Serie A, that you can see that they struggle, especially at the beginning. So we want to be ready from the beginning. We want to make a difference. We want to stay in the division 100%. If we can be mid-table, this will be our objective at the end of the season. But if we can, you know, save the season by being safe early and then progress during the season, would be fantastic.
Wow. Well, we appreciate your time so very much. Congratulations. You've done an absolutely remarkable job with that club. And we very much look forward to seeing you on the touchline and also when we visit Como.
Yes.
Yes. Bring in the
and
show.
And you're welcome on the show anytime.
Morning footy.
Thank you so much, guys. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.